Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Sassy Tarot. Sassy. Sassy Tarot. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y, tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Hey guys, welcome to Sassy Tarot. My name is Veronica, and the music is by Peter Mark Kendall. So today we're back in one of our minisodes, and if you've been following this journey, what we're doing is we're going through all of the major arcana, one by one, piece by piece, slice by slice, card by card. Little by little, but surely we're getting through the fool's journey. Journey. I could just be saying journey. Journey. I've learned American English and I use it whenever I want. Today we're doing the Wheel of Fortune. It's major arcana number 10. So it's not the 10th major arcana. It's actually the 11th major arcana because the fool is number zero. That was a microphone. No one farted. Okay, here we go. All right, stay there. Okay, it's my fault. So the Wheel of Fortune is card number 10, but we've already said 11 cards. As always, I'm going to go through them. We said the fool, zero. Magician, 1. High Priestess, 2. Empress, 3. Emperor, 4. Hierophant, 5. Lovers, 6. Chariot, 7. Strength, 8. Hermit, 9. Wheel of Fortune, 10. So here we are in this big turn of events. The Wheel of Fortune. What does that remind you of? Well, a James Bond movie, the casino, where things are twirling into like piles of money. That's not how things happen, but what's the limit between poetry and just straight up nonsense? Oh my god. Discover it here with us. This is Sassy Tarot Pod. The Wheel of Fortune reminds me of casinos, if like you go enter this place, if it's in Vegas, you're well dressed if you want to. Yeah, we're well dressed. We're wearing a gown. We're dressed as if we were going to Beyonce and Jay-Z's Oscar party. Boom, 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 walking down the casino. Yeah. And then we see my dad just texted me trying to ask me for help on Instagram. So that's why the pause happened. My phone is going away. We're walking down this hall and we hear ding, 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 clunk, clunk, clunk. Last bet, last call. You want a whiskey, sir? And you're like, Change some chips and then put them all on the number 10. And then the guy says, no more bets. And then they go, and it goes. Well, that's the Wheel of Fortune. Veronica, did we get did we win? What happened? What happened in this fantasy? Did we win the... Well, no. You don't get to know yet. Because we're in the Wheel of Fortune. Things are twirling. Twirling. Spinning. Out of orbit. Into a new direction. Where we've never been before. New direction. So, if you were up, well, now you're going down, baby. If you're down, well, put on your seatbelt because you're going up. The wheel is always turning. The Wheel of Fortune is talking about cycles, beats, stages, everything that has to do with some kind of circular motion, right? Years, a full year, a season, a watch, something that paces around itself, goes down and up and up and down in its own axis. So sometimes this could mean I'm going down an avenue and then suddenly I'm turned 90 degrees and I'm going down a little street. In life, that could mean we're headed in a certain direction. At work, I think I'm going to get this promotion or this specific path. And then Wheel of Fortune comes and is like, whoa, let's put you on the right path. And you're like, no, but wait, no, the right path was the one where I was going to. You know, that's the one I was going to. And life is like, nah, bitch. Instead of looking back, turn around. And then you're like, no, but 1 second. And then you turn around and it's like an even better thing that you could have ever imagined. And it just happened. How? Why? I didn't even plan for this. Well, life's gotcha. Smile at it. Say like, thank you and be happy, content. So when the Wheel of Fortune comes and the ball is spinning, it feels as if life is chaos. Because that ball is you. And you're throwing up because you're dizzy. You're like, what the fuck is going on? Everything looks like... If you take all the objects in your house and throw them up in the air and they're all floating right now, you just don't know how they're going to land. That's the Wheel of Fortune. But here's the magic trick that I want to teach you talking about the Wheel of Fortune. When you throw everything in your life, when it's thrown upside down and it's floating in space, in that moment, you get to be the Flash and see everything in slow motion. And imagine the pieces in your life are falling. And they haven't reached the floor and you don't know how they're gonna fall. And as you're seeing time slow down, you're gonna take that moment and you're gonna think and trust and know that everything is falling exactly where it's supposed to be and that every single piece will be just perfect. And now time speeds up, speeds up, speeds up, and things just land. Guess how you're gonna feel about how things land? That they are perfect. Because you've decided that this is what's gonna be. Because you're the owner of your own life. You're the magician. You're the fool. You went on this journey. Wow. I never thought of reconfiguring my house this way, you say. But it's so much better than I would have ever thought. It's as if you won a visit from everyone's favorite, Marie Kondo. And she had you turn everything into like sparks of joy. And you didn't even have to do the 2-day thing. You just, life handed it to you. That chaos that you see when the Wheel of Fortune comes out is amazing for your life, believe it or not. So will the Wheel of Fortune look like chaos, just like the Tower, which is an arcana that we haven't explained, but it's way more chaotic, trust me. No, it usually looks like a upswing of luck. The thing is, sometimes it can be to flip you upside down. Sometimes to have good luck, you need to empty your pockets. And you think you really want that dusty old chapstick, but you really don't. And you're like, well, my chapstick fell out of my... And the Wheel of Fortune is like, empty them out, empty them out. And come to this bank with me. Okay. So let me describe the Rider-Waite Wheel of Fortune. On the top corner... Oh, by the way, JR, the JR Hawbaker episode, she painted a Wheel of Fortune. So it's on the podcast, on the Instagram. On the top, a person reading a book. That person has wings and it's sitting on the cloud. So I'm going to just go ahead and assume that it's a little bit of an angel. On the top right corner, an eagle seems to be stepping on a book. On the bottom left corner, a bull with wings reading a book. All bulls go to heaven, hashtag. On the right lower corner, a lion with wings reading a book. Well, is that Simba's dad? Yeah, for sure. There's a wheel in the middle that says Taro. It says T-A-R-O. And then the T is the same T from the beginning. So you can read tarot forever. Taro, 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 taro. On the top of the Wheel of Fortune, there's a sphinx with a sword. And falling down the Wheel of Fortune, there's some kind of devil figure, which I know has an explanation and it's even better than what I'm saying, so you just Google it. And on the left, there's a snake going... It's a thirsty snake. It's a snake with a lisp. A thirsty snake with a lisp. Excuse me, sir. Okay. So, a few things about the Wheel of Fortune. It has no actual humans on the card. Usually, it never does. Most of the arcanas are associated with an astrological sign. I felt something. Okay. Astrological sign. And this one is more about the fixed signs, but not about a specific sign. So why the fixed signs, I wonder. I've come to conclude that we're both... Part of what the Wheel of Fortune says is that we're both fixed in an axe, the core of who we are. And then there's this part of us that can twirl into any direction we choose. And life has directions it wants to throw us in. It just does. There's a reason we're here. Okay. Now that we are familiar with the visuals of the Wheel of Fortune, we're gonna say just the next thing. Which is some meanings, some keywords. Good luck, karma, life cycles, destiny, a turning point. Bad luck, resistance to change, cycles, breaking cycles. It has the four Hebrew letters, Yod, He, Vav, and He again. That's YHVH, Yahweh, the God, the name of God that can never be pronounced out loud, unpronounceable. Tarot, Torah. So there's a lot of Hebrew Kabbalistic symbols, symbology in the Wheel of Fortune, which makes sense because there's a lot of numerology in the Wheel of Fortune. I mean, even the example I gave you where there's like it's a casino with a wheel and a bunch of numbers. It's like numbery. There's like codes within codes within codes. Ways to play it, ways to see it, twirl, ways to bet on it, right? Tarot. Torah. The middle of wheel has the alchemical symbols for mercury, sulfur, water, and salt, the building blocks of life, and the four elements, and represents formative power. So the power to form something from nothing, from just elements. So it's a little bit reminiscing of the card number one, which makes sense because 10 is just one with a zero. In numerology, they're the same. And the magician is card number one. And he is the only one in all of the tarot deck with all of the tools to form things, manifest them. So now you know that all of the ones and tens are spirit, manifestation, tools for making things happen. In the case of the four suits, the tens are endings of cycles, so it's more reminiscing of the Wheel of Fortune and cycles. And the ones are more like they are the aces, so they reminisce the magician. A new passion, a new feeling, a new word, a new communication, a new idea, a new, as if from nowhere. And destiny, which is 10. It's not just us. Now there's bigger forces at play. On the outer circle is a snake, the Egyptian god Typhon, the god of evil. Descending on the left side, the snake also represents the life force plunging into the material world. I'm reading straight from Biddy Tarot, which is a website you can go check out. It's really good for reference. On the right side rises the Anubis, the Egyptian god of the dead, who welcomes souls to the underworld. And on top of the wheel sits the Sphinx, representing knowledge and strength. In the corners of the Wheel of Fortune card are four winged creatures, each associated with the four fixed signs of the zodiac: Aquarius, Scorpio, Leo, and Taurus. Guess who's who? Their wings signify stability amidst movement and change, and each holds a Torah representing wisdom. So this card reminds you when it comes out that the wheel is always turning. Life is in a state of constant change. I can't speak.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Good luck and fortune will make their return in time. If you don't feel like you have it right now, know that you will. When? Shut up. Just know it. Know it. Nothing in life is the same, ever. Everything turtles, everything changes. When you're doing good, you know you're gonna cry that year at some point. When you're crying, you know you'll feel better, right? So don't get in a loop of like, when? And instead, just know it. You know it. So why ask the wrong question when there's no question to be asked at all? That's what I'm saying. It's a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. What? With the winter blues coming to an end, it's finally time to get back into a routine that empowers you to feel your healthiest. Give yourself an extra boost this season, whether you're looking for more energy, better sleep, to maintain stress, or something else to help you feel your healthiest. Caref's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. It can be really hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking. I mean, I don't have a clue, but Caref makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest. A portion of every sale goes towards the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins. Vegan and vegetarian supplements options are available to match your dietary needs. You know what? For 50% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins, go to takecareof.com. That's takecareof.com and enter Tarot50 as a promo code. Did you catch that? 50% off your first month personalized care of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com and enter Tarot 50. Gunk. I slowly turn into an instrument and pass away and vanish as you know me. Okay. When I requested these vitamins, it was actually very nice. They came in like personalized packages, so they're individual for every day, so I already know what I have to take every single day. And they had my name in all the instructions, and they explained what they're sending in the packages. So, and it looks really cute. All the vitamins just look aesthetically pleasing. So I really liked it. It was actually very nice. I squeezed when I saw it. Take care of that. Come. Light some sage and pop your popcorn. Drag comedian Roz Dres Falez is getting spooky on Starburns Audio. Though far from an expert on the paranormal, Roz explores her curiosity of things that go bump in the night with celebrity guests, psychics, and everyday people. Roz Dres Falez is a drag queen, comedian, host, writer, and male actress known as the Bargain Bin Beauty. She loves to ask her friends to tell her a ghost story, and her guests have talked about shadowy figures visiting them at night, hearing door slams. With this music, it seems like the ghosts are gonna fuck people, like, romantically. They're gonna come and, like, woo you. Creepy voices and personal gust, and ghost hunting tales. Check out stories from Sam Pancake, Deborah Wilson, Selene Luna, and many more. Roz will also share her many personal experiences with the spirits, play fun games, EVPs or EV please, and read stories from listeners. Hey, don't be scared. It's romantic ghosts. Subscribe now to be sure you don't miss a single episode on Himalaya, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Ghosted with Roz Dres Falez. So sexy. I don't know how I made this sexy. Yum. What can you extract out of the Wheel of Fortune when you see it in a reading? It's a wheel of karma. It reminds you that what goes around comes around. So what have you been putting out there? If I say, let's throw your life upside down and while everything floats, what do you think, how do you think it's going to land as? So maybe that's too abstract of an example, but if your house, which is you, is made of knives, which is like hatred and things and words that you say and talk shit about this and that other thing and like knives, those knives are going to, they're floating now because there was this Wheel of Fortune made them float and now they're going to fall anywhere and everywhere. Well, I'd rather fill my house with roses and things that are softer. So when the Wheel of Fortune happens, ask yourself, what are the harsh things I'm throwing out into the ether at people, even to myself? And then what are the soft things that I've thrown out there? Where can I take refuge if I feel like nothing is working? What are the soft things in my life? Soft. A hug, a touch, a thing, a person, a friend, a calm place, a soft thing. It's good to be kind and loving to other people so that when the Wheel of Fortune happens, you feel like you're okay. You won't get the karma just boomeranging and back at you. Oh, that was hard. I'm tired just from doing that. What you send out to the universe will come back your way. It's a card that also asks you to be optimistic and have faith that the universe will take care of your situation in the best way possible. Listen, if there really is a lucky card in the deck, I would say the Ace of Wands. Well, any of the Aces, I feel like they're lucky cards, but not necessarily like you make your own luck. The Star, the Sun, and definitely the Wheel of Fortune. If you're into gambling, sometimes people say that when you get the Wheel of Fortune, it's time to like place a bet or gamble on something if you want. I'm not that kind of person, you know, but you go, hey, if you feel like that's what it will indicate you, whether you should gamble or not. Like if you're a gambler and you're trying to learn about the tarot so you can figure out some shit, how to make money. I would try the theory if you're going to gamble anyway, you know, I would say, all right, if I get the Wheel of Fortune, then I gamble and see if it works for you. Prove it. I don't know what to tell you. It's also a card for luck. So anything lucky, anything that has to do with like the right turn of events, the turn of events that was meant to be, the turn of events that was correct for things to keep balance. I'm not saying blindly accept anything. I'm more like, why would the wheel turn that way? What did it save me of that I'm seeing as, oh no, I lost this thing. And maybe it saved you. What's a better thing than the thing that seemed to have been lost, to have been lost? Okay, you don't have that thing. So what's a better thing? Well, if I had this thing plus this other feature, and then I feel like that's where you're headed. But if you think, as the wheel is turning, if you think shit's gonna be shit, I don't know what to do, what the fuck, like everything's chaos, I don't know what I'm gonna do, I don't know if I'm gonna find a job, I don't know if I'm gonna do this thing, and then things start falling into place, and that's a mentality they caught you with, like I don't know what to say. Just know that it's gonna happen, even if it's a matter of endurance. Just know it. That's what the Wheel of Fortune is here to tell you. Okay. If you're someone who likes to have control and stability when the Wheel of Fortune may come to you, then the Wheel of Fortune may come to you as a shock still from Biddy Tarot. to the system. This tarot card suggests that factors outside your control are influencing your situation. It is as though the universe is dishing up whatever it pleases. It's unpredictable and unnerving. This is one of the challenging aspects of the Wheel of Fortune, since no matter which way the wheel turns, it is impossible to try to change it. You need to accept what is happening and adapt. Go with the flow. Be like water. Let it wash you. Let it bathe you. So I think you have a good idea of the Wheel of Fortune, right? If the Wheel of Fortune shows up alongside the Magician, I say you're in luck, or you're making your own luck. If the Wheel of Fortune happens at the same time as a bunch of pentacles, I would say careful with money. What's happening with money? What's before and after? Is the before card a better one than the one after? Uh-oh. Okay, so the Wheel of Fortune is turning your wheel towards maybe some kind of financial, I'm not going to say loss, because that's like, it's so weird, right? But I would say maybe you need to spend a little more money, or like check some bills, like, because they double up in something, you know, like you have to pay things that you were not expecting to, extra expenses that are sudden for you. Sudden, unnerving, and stressful. But there's a reason why this is happening. Or at least fucking tell yourself that so you can get past that shit. I don't know. Fucking hate it when that happens, but that's what it could mean. This is the meaning of the card. Then if we're with cups, it can be a new sudden rush of feelings, of emotions, can surge regarding something, and you're meant to be at that emotional place for whatever reason. Maybe that's the emotional place that will give you an idea where you'll make the money that you've been asking for. Or maybe that's the emotional place that will take you to the next level and find the partner that you want, like, or straight up the partner that you want, or the emotion that you want to feel at work every day, or at home, or with yourself, whatever. So even if the emotion is worst, it's kind of like to teach you this is bad, and then you remember how good was when good is good, and then you're like, yeah, I want it. And the life is like, okay, just keep remembering that, keep focusing on it, keep walking towards it, keep doing the things that you need to do in order to do it, because now you're in this like and then you will eventually know it when it comes your way, because you've remembered it and talked about it and thought of it so much, not with frustration, but with gratefulness and excitement and just hope. Hope. And then if you get like the Wheel of Fortune and a bunch of swords, maybe things are going to turn into a lot of communication back and forth. There's a lot of maybe new mentalities that you're going to encounter, new ways of speaking, of communicating, even for you or from someone else that you're interacting with, or you're starting interacting with new ideas, new communications, new podcasts. Like literally it could be a new direction of the mind. And then if you're talking about Wheel of Fortune and wands, well, now you know, passion. Life is turning you to a new way to approach how you react passionately about things, or how passionate people can make you. Maybe so angry. Then maybe Wheel of Fortune will turn you towards like that area of your life and make it, test it. Either way, it's like a lucky thing, you know? Wheel of Fortune and Tower. That's like life being like, yo, your faulty ass towers, they can't stay. And trust me, this is good for you. Really lucky. It's as if like if you lose your house and suddenly because of that, you get a job in a different country where exactly where you wanted to live, and now everything's all paid and you have this like mansion. You are like, what? doesn't have to be so materially correct, but it's kind of as if you were in a bad relationship and it's falling apart and, you know, and then life comes and goes. And somehow, like, you both agree that you both are getting out of this one and it's so easy and everything just turns and suddenly you're like this easygoing, like, single person or like enter a new relationship or whatever. It's just a faulty structure just fell apart in a very lucky way and now you're ready for your new life. If it's like the Wheel of Fortune and Hangman, it's like life is making you take a break on purpose so you can analyze something from a different perspective and so you can like get your lucky streak going. Wheel of Fortune and Empress, I would be like, yeah, I should have used a condom. Or something. But I would be also like, mazel tov, if that's what you want, you know? Manifesting. Manifestation and fertilization is happening. Luckily. Wow, that would be so abundant. Like the Empress with a Wheel of Fortune. Whoa. Saying Wheel of Fortune star, Wheel of Fortune sun, Wheel of Fortune in any well aspected card, even if it's like a harsh card, if it feels to you like it's giving you a really good vibe, well, that's really lucky. And the Wheel of Fortune towards any kind of misfortune, it's just like a shakeup, like a reminder of who you are, like you were this person, remember. So I think you got it right. Why is the Wheel of Fortune positioned right after the Hermit? Because don't you ever notice how once you do internal work on your own to analyze who you are and what you're doing, like not the kind of, not like you're alone in your house for 3 days watching Netflix. I'm talking about looking in the mirror and admitting to yourself, really frankly and really really, shit, I do this thing and I don't want to do it, but I do it, and that is me, and this is, I've learned this about myself. When you do that kind of like growth, that self-realization, that like very earnest with yourself, like talk, it's usually when you're open enough to receive the well-being that may come your way. I don't know. It's as if by accepting your bullshit, you're creating your own luck in a way that's different. It's been my experience anyway. Because there's an empowerment that happens when that happens. When you are like able to admit to yourself the shitty person you are. I mean, gosh, I know I'm there. But there's an empowerment that comes from that acceptance, from that hermit mode, right? From absorbing the lessons, as hard as they may be. So Destiny's like, they're ready for the next. And off you go, like Mary Poppins, to your next adventure. Okay. So now we've learned that that comes right after the Hermit. You had inner strength. No, let's just back it up. You start a spiritual journey as a fool. You didn't know anything. You learned that you can actually manifest some things if you make a few calls, if you send a resume, if you do a few things. You learn about the power of waiting in peace and calm and manifesting what you want from stillness. You learned about your deep psyche. You learned about organizing your schedules, how to make things happen. You learn about the community, about the other, how the other reflects you, about how you have to struggle to prove yourself, not just in the physical world with the Chariot, but also internally with the strength. You went up a mountain and absorbed all of these lessons, and now life is twirling you into a new second, more mature stage. The second half of the major arcanas, which we'll start seeing in the next episodes. So for now, let's think about something. I'm going to read an interactive read for you guys. I have the Rider Waite tarot deck, but because I've been playing with it, I'm going to change it to the manga tarot deck. Uh-huh. What you're going to do is you're going to think of a topic. You're going to think of something that you can, I don't know, you have in the back of your mind, in the front of your mind, more like, right? Venture, lover, life thing of your little life that you have. So condescending. Fuck. Ace of Swords. Give Papa out like shut up, bitch. All right. You're going to think of a topic and I'm going to pull three cards and I'm going to explain each one of the cards. You can only pick one of them. You're going to pick a number from 1 to 3. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to pull three cards. I'm shuffling. Can you please give me three cards for the collective? Yes, I know. Okay. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Sorry, guys. This is me talking to the cards. Just if you want to get a little inside baseball of this bullshit, it's just me talking to the cards all day because no one will listen to me talk. So I'll just talk to the cards. Okay. Card number 1 is out. Card number 2 is out. Card number 3 is out. I'll pick 1, 2. Brett, do you have your card? Peter? Don't tell me, but it doesn't matter to me. And I have my card, as always. So if you pick card number 1, you got La Morte. La Morte. Death. La Muerte. Der Tod. Der Tod. I wonder what language that was. Card number 13, the card of transformation. So in the manga tarot deck, there's like this dark figure showing this girl where the light tunnel is, and she's going straight towards it. There. Go in. There you go. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. That's the way. And she's like, death is like, go to the tunnel. Go to the tunnel, bitch. Go into the light tunnel right there, bitch, right there.
Wait, where is the light tunnel? That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
Oh, yeah, get in there.
Are you coming with me?
Yeah, sure. Right behind you. Right behind you.
Alright. Just step on it.
Just fucking go. Things to do. Things to do. Things to do today.
Okay, here we go.
That's what the card looks like. It's just death showing this girl how to get in there. How to die. So if you asked about a business venture, a lover, anything, it's a major arcana, it's number 13, which in numerology is actually number 4, which means structure, odd. A new structure comes out of a death. But Veronica, I'm afraid I'm going to die. No, you're not. This is about transformation. This is about what happens to the seasons. This is about what happens every day with the ocean, where it goes up and then down. This has to do with cycles. This has to do with the fact that if something is lifeless,
It doesn't mean it has disappeared. It just means it's turning into something else. If our relationship seems to be ending or transforming, it doesn't mean like you're breaking up. Oh. It means that a stage of the way you do things is definitely turning into something new. You're not boyfriend and girlfriend anymore. Now you're not talking about doing trips together. You're not a fiancé anymore. Now you're married. This actually is a card that I got a lot when I got married. It was like, there's your singlehood. There it is. Bye. But it opened up a road for a new life for me, right? So death means about the things that you have to let go. Some habits, some things that you just have to let go. There's something here that you just have to let go. That thing is going to transform into something else. Even the harshness of letting something go when you don't want to is something that you can transform into art, into a new class, a new adventure, into meeting new people, into something else. Recycle the shit you're letting go of. You just can't have it anymore in that incarnation of it. The tarot said it. I didn't. Card number two. The King of Cups. Oh, well, well, well. Hello. King of Chalices. Rey de Copas. Rey de Cope. Roy de Coupe. König der Kelch. Becker's König. Well, this man sits in a bunch of bubbles. Zipping it up. A room. This guy is floating on how much he loves you. This is like deep control over your emotions in such a way that it's pleasurable. You're not controlling your emotions because you know you're not torturedly doing it. You're doing it because you know how. You're a tiger in control of your emotions. You're floating in them, but you're steady. You're drinking them up, straight up bathing in them. You're like, yes, I love it. But you're not thrown because of it. You haven't lost your kingdom, your schedule, your timeline, your thing that you do all the time. It's still there. You're under control. Very good. So, if you're talking about a relationship here, I say there's love, 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 floating and floating and bubbling and rising and being sexy and delicious. Just hand yourself over. It's time for love. If it's a business thing, if it has to do not with the romantic part, what I'll say is that if you pick this card, what you're asking about is something that will give you a lot of emotional pleasure and will make you feel calm. And that's the main signal that this card is asking you to look out for. Is the thing, the person, the thing you're asking about, is the solution something that emotionally feels out of balance for you, that will make you feel lose control, that will make you feel like you lost your marbles, like you're not fully okay with it, then that's a clear indication that you should not. This card is not about duty. The question you asked about may be about duty, but this answer was about feelings. What will make you feel right? What will make you feel happy? What will make you feel as if you were a baby who's pure, no social contracts? This is not about that. This is about your cup, your feelings, and how they flow.
what you're not allowing yourself to experience emotionally or what you are. If you pick car number three.
Oh my God, I forgot I picked car number two.
That's so nice for me. Good job, me. Yes. If you pick car number three, you got the Ace of Cups. Wow. So you're experiencing a new surge of emotions, a new inspiration that will lead you to an emotional goal. Have fun. This is so exciting. It's like, you'll know it. You'll know the answer by the way your heart just goes, whoa, yes. You feel good. You feel like you're flowing. You feel like you would flow. What's the best case, Veronica, what's the best case scenario for blank? And I pick card number three. Well, the best case scenario is whatever you think will make you feel a surge of positive feelings. You know when you're like going about your day and suddenly you, I don't know, look out the window and see like a plant and it's pretty, or like a car that's good looking, or a dress or something. Something's just beautiful. And for a second, for that 1 second, where your eyes are in shock or awe of it, all you're experiencing that one moment is beauty, the beauty of the object, of this thing, or the moment, or the sunset, or the thing. And then you keep going with your life. And it's kind of like imperceptible moment. Like we almost don't remember those moments. What can you find that will let you go into that state? That's the answer to whatever topic you were thinking about. There's a new overflowing chalice of feelings that is being offered to you. You can just reach it and grab it. All right, that was our general pick a card read. I'm glad I got the King of Cups because I wanted a little loving today. And I got it. Well, guys, thank you so much for being part of this podcast. I don't know if I said it at the beginning, but I'll say it again. This amazing music is by Peter Mark Kendall, who's just freaking killing it. I am Veronica Sorio. And subscribe, give us 5 stars, and don't forget to vote in the next elections.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.